Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
What up, X? Jason, Dick, and friends. Good morning, my friends, including my number one friend. Should I go basic bitch or really unrehearsed experimental?
Oh, always experiment, man.
Hush, don't wanna legalize it.
Okay, I changed my mind immediately.
There goes my Hajda. Watch him as he goes. What is that song? Marijuana. Legalize. How was your 420, buddy?
I definitely spin it in a haze, thanks to allergies.
Oh.
So I mostly slept through it.
Oh, no. There's a man down.
I did manage to wake up in time in the afternoon to be like, oh, I can still make an order. And so, yeah, we did the stuff.
Good, good. I vastly disappointed one of your fellow 420 enthusiasts because I had never seen Half-Baked or any Cheech and Chong movie.
I always get Cheech and Chong.
Now I don't know the marijuana legalizing. Bob Marley, right?
Come on. I don't know Cheech and Chong. I don't know Bob Marley. I'm a bad cultural representative of our of our peoples, I guess. I'm just trying to make the voices go away and feel good, man.
Oh.
But I always get Cheech and Chong confused because, like, do they have a dog van or is that Dumb and Dumber?
That's Dumb and Dumber.
Okay. For some reason,
they should match those movies up, though.
Yeah,
Cheech and Chong driving around in a dog van.
Yeah, just getting high. Like that's my mind. That's what Up and Smoke is. I'm just driving around this dog van.
And
just
I haven't seen
porn from under its
Dumb
ears.
And Dumber in a long time either. But doesn't Jeff Daniels Bridges Jeff
Daniels?
Yeah, he's got a violent diarrhea scene, right?
No, that's Tommy Chong.
Well,
no. I'm just kidding.
I once like Tommy Chong to have these using special medical marijuana to combat his violent diarrhea.
Yeah.
Let's make that movie.
Let's do it.
Let's do that, Cheech and
we
Chong.
We can definitely get Tommy Chong.
Yeah. Speaking of making the voices go away, feel good. The mental health update. Fine, I guess. I went back to not sleeping last night, which is awesome.
I recommended that you get a weighted blanket, and that's a blanket statement for everybody.
Wow.
You should order one.
See, I'm a
blanket. Get you a nice 15-pounder.
I like to kick the blanket around.
That's
right?
What you'll like. See, I went 25 pounds. It's super heavy. It was designed for couples. I don't know why I decided I was going to do couples blankets.
I don't know if I believe in this voodoo either, but I'm trying to believe in some of the voodoo.
It's better than what you're doing
exists
now.
Exists out there.
I just had crystals.
I feel like I had some tummy problems. It was more and more the issue. But that's fine. And then how about a quick old school favorite glutes and commutes update? What the hell are we doing out here, man? Okay? You know, for the first decade that I worked here, people hated the location of this building. And it was like, we got to move further south, close to downtown. And it's probably good that we didn't do that because now we probably couldn't afford the rent.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the city's doing. I don't know what's going on with these roads. You know, so at first, originally, that's how we started the glutes and commutes was because I had to start taking the back way or else I got to sit at two lights. And your boy can't sit at two lights. So now I'm spending $20 a month on toll things to try and take the back way, which is not fun.
Wow. You must be rich.
And now they've just like blown up the construction in front of the radio station to one lane so that it's at 5:40 in the morning. Like I'm in bumper to bumper traffic 100 yards from the radio station. Just city of Austin. What are we doing here? All right. Open things up for your guy.
That reminds me. I got to see because when I came in this morning, I-35 was just shut down because of some wrecks. Some pickup truck decided to run to the back of an 18-wheeler.
Oh,
do that.
I think it's part of this construction, which...
You're experiencing is construction. I'm just saying there might be worse things going on with 35 where it's totally shut down around airport.
I'm sure I can go online and figure out what they're going to do here, but like every day, you're twisting the roads, going in different places. You know, the on-ramp going back south?
It's
you go
super
that way.
Close to 183
well,
now.
They changed it. Yeah, they moved it. And I was like, what is going on here? What's this? And I was like, ooh, I kind of like this new on-ramp. How about that? And you go over an overhang from the thing.
Mm-hmm.
bird immediately pooped on my windshield. I was like, that's a bad omen for this new setup.
I don't like how I have to sit with the access road traffic now with those people that are waiting for that light underneath 35-183. Because it used to be I just had to intermingle with them just briefly, then I would jump on the highway. But now I have to sit there with those guys. They don't know what they're doing. They're content to just sit in that left lane. I'm like, there's two lanes, people. Yeah. There's two lanes.
This has been your glutes and commutes update. Glutes still doing great, by the way.
Turnaround. I missed that turnaround.
DQA. Down here in Runberg?
Any turnaround.
Try leaving here in the afternoon. It's a nightmare. If you have sciatic nerve pain, which I think is what people declared my glute situation to be, can it just go away? Because it just went away. It hasn't hurt in months.
I'll look into it.
Thanks. Good research on that. Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to.
Psychotic nerve pain.
Headlines brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi. Are you using somebody else's Netflix password? Well, they say, don't worry. We're still cool on that. But start to worry. Netflix missed its projected subscriber forecast by 4 million customers in early 2021. They had a big coronavirus bump a year ago, but things have slowed down for them. I don't know if that's because the world is opening up or people Paramount Plusing. You Paramount Plus?
Yes, we Paramount Plus for Star Trek things.
Really?
Picard, Discovery.
You are a huge nerd.
Lower Decks is worth it.
I hear that Lower Deck show is fun.
You stay away from that.
Okay. You got it, buddy.
Wars, maybe. Okay.
In an earnings call, their CEO, Reed Hastings, was asked if they were going to start tightening the screws on people suspected of using other people's passwords. And he said, quote, "We test many things, but we would never roll something out that feels like turning the screws, as you said. It's got to feel like it makes sense to the consumers, that they understand. And Greg's been doing a lot of research trying variants that harmonize with the way consumers think about it." Well, good for Greg. That's their chief product officer, Greg Peters. See, that's going to be a problem for Netflix. I mean, first of all, that's just CEO speak right there, that we would never roll something out that feels like turning the screws. It was like every time you raise the price by a dollar, people freak the F out.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why I'm always siding with the billion-dollar corporation, but I'm like, it's never been cheaper to have unbelievable entertainment in your home than it is right now.
Well, especially considering I only pay for Apple Plus, so yeah, it's incredibly cheap for me.
In 1990, cable was like inflation adjusted, I'm sure, $250, and that was for 30 channels. And now you could never watch the end of Netflix. No one's ever going to get to the end, and it's $15 a month.
Well, see, but also, I'm gonna be generous and say 20% of Netflix is worth watching.
Okay. Like, I don't know that you can watch 20%.
You can run out of good Netflix pretty quickly.
I don't know if you can. But the other point is, you can get three of the services, and it's still way cheaper than it used to be. Mm-hmm. And now you got three that you're never going to reach the end of. But the idea that you're going to let people steal passwords for now 10 years, and then all of a sudden say, actually, now we're cracking down on that. Because they could figure out what you're doing, where you're at.
Imagine IP addresses. Log in.
And the point is, like, they ask, like, this is some altruistic, we're just trying to, to do what's right for our customers. They're trying to win, okay? One of them, it's the whole Uber versus Lyft thing. And if somebody becomes dominant in the market and absorbs the other ones, then the price goes up and everybody's password sharing goes down.
Eventually they're going to. I'm going to argue based on one article that I read halfway 2 years ago.
Good job. That awesome.
Netflix is not even competing. They're competing with Fortnite, allegedly, not Hulu.
Fortnite?
That's what this article was intimating, because they went to
that sounds like an article from 2 years ago. Is Fortnite still happening?
Yes. Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
Oh.
You're about to have...
Does this get okay boomered?
We're about to put Jake Lloyd boxing digitally into a Fortnite concert with Marshmello. That's going to happen next year.
I'm not sure if you mean Jake Logan or Jake LaMotta.
I meant Jake Lloyd, the guy who played Anakin Skywalker in Phantom Menace, the little kid that everybody hated. No, the YouTube boxer.
Jake...
Get off my lawn. That guy.
Yeah, Jake Logan.
It's Jason Dick and Friends on 101X.
Jason Dick and Friends, just minutes away from your chance at tickets to see Justin Furstenfeld at Blue October Friday, playing Whitewater Amphitheater. 101x.com. You can check out all the cool performances from yesterday.
Morning X Sports.
He joined us in studio as an Ann friend. No Ann friend today. I know that makes you nervous, Nick. Right? Mm-hmm. But don't worry. Fun show still to come. We're going to have Justin Furstenfeld tickets. That guy. Nick is doing a real creeper thing. We're going to talk about later on this morning as well.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for running that one by me.
What are you talking about? It was your idea for a topic, and I was just like, oh.
But you decided to focus on this creepy part.
Well, yeah, I feel like you're not focusing nearly enough on the creepy part of it. But we'll have that for you later on. And AG Rugby versus Seattle Seawolves tickets. Again, the Seawolves. That tickles me real good. We'll have those for you later on this morning. Couple football notes here, and then we'll give you those Justin Furstenfeld tickets. Jordan Reed is retiring from the NFL. The longtime Washington football team tight end says lingering issues with concussions has forced him out of the game. Yeah, Jordan,
has it?
Do you not agree with that?
I don't know his status, but like I think it may just be the fact that nobody wants him.
See, I disagree with that.
Okay,
Jordan Reed. I was going to say, I'm sure there's the people out there who have, he crushed it for you for one, maybe two fantasy seasons. He made your team and then he ruined your team at least four times because you would draft him as the second tight end off the board or something like that. And then he'd play three games that year.
The best thing I did was trade him to our guy, Dave B. And yeah, that was it. Dave B's still mad about that.
He could never stay on the field. I think he's only 30. I think if he was healthy, that somebody, would jump on it. But yeah, he just could never stay healthy. Seven seasons with Washington. Pop quiz, hotshot. Where did Jordan Reed play last year, Nick?
San Francisco 49ers.
Look at this guy.
Which I know because I double dipped into the Jordan Reed when went down, Kittle.
Oh, George Kittle.
And he had like one good week on my bench, and then I was like, okay, fine. And then didn't do anything. I'm a little bit bitter about Jordan Reed. Get out of here. Nobody wants you.
And this is fun.
Throw rocks at you.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have re-signed every one of their starters, all 22 starters from last year's Super Bowl team. But yesterday, perhaps an even bigger signing, quarterback Ryan Griffin. Do you know who Ryan Griffin is, Nick?
He throws footballs through like hoops and things.
Is that true?
He was a viral video type guy, but no, I don't know anything else about him.
He was last year the third string quarterback behind Tom Brady and Blaine Gabbert.
Is he their break glass in case of COVID quarterback?
It's tough to get buried on the depth chart by Blaine Gabbert. But more importantly, Ryan Griffin is the guy when Tom Brady boat parade is wasted and being carried out. He's the guy carrying him out.
Really?
Yes. He is the guy when the whole nothing to see here, avocado tequila thing. He's the guy who's got his arm around Tom Brady and is like, let's go, Tom, which I've never known. Was that a good move on that guy's part or was it a bad? I'm like, don't parade the goat out in front of all the people. Let's get him, keep him on the boat and sober him up a bit.
Well, if you're the third string quarterback, aren't you like, hey, everybody, look at this drunk ass.
No, that's the
team. Get rid of him.
That's why you're a bad teammate, okay? It's his job to help the starting quarterback. And so he was just doing his job, fulfilling his duties. Might have secured him a roster spot this year.
That's how Tom Brady got his job, is he pushed Drew Bledsoe in front of that tackle. then he's bleeding from the insides, and that's Tom Brady gets his starting chance. Yeah. Tom knows how this works.
Justin Furstenfeld of Blue October is going to be at Whitewater Amphitheater on Friday. We have your chance of tickets right now. 512-835-1015 is the number. Are You Smarter Than Jason is coming up next. 512-835-1015. Beat me, and you see the Blue October show on Friday. Good luck.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
101X, Jason, Dick, and Friends in the morning. Good morning. We have your chance at AG Rugby tickets coming up later on. But right now, you want to see Justin Furstenfeld, Blue October, on Friday, Whitewater Amphitheater. Go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid.
Our contestant is, good morning, Soraya?
Yeah.
Hey, Soraya, I'm going the hallway. Good luck.
Hi, thanks.
All right, Soraya, we've got three trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one of those, answer three questions, and when you get more right than Jason, you're going to get that table to see Blue October. And I think you can actually see Blogtober from this table this time. So good job. Go us. Let's see. We've got U.S. capital cities in relation to Mexico. So that's some geography stuff. Stoner film trivia. Stoner stuff. And relocated sports teams, which I would stay away from. But you do you.
I'm going to go with stoner trivia.
Excellent. Excellent. Number one, what is the name of Chris Tucker's character in Friday?
Chris Tucker's character in Friday. I don't think I've seen this movie.
Seen The Great Friday. You should fix that. Any guess?
No, I'm going to have to pass.
All right, his name is Smokey. Smokey is who we're looking for. That's fine. Number two. In Half-Baked, Dave Chappelle and his friends start selling medical weed to raise money for what? Why do they need money?
Oh, yes. I've seen this a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They were raising money for...
Mm-hmm.
God, I don't remember it. It's been a long time.
That's all right. That's all right. We know what happens. They needed money to get Kenny out of jail because he gave a bunch of food to a police horse that was diabetic and killed it. I'll have a fun clip when Jason gets back in here, but we'll do that later. Finally, number three. What popular Cheech and Chong bit is the stoner equivalent of Who's On First? What popular Cheech and Chong bit is the stoner equivalent of Who's On First?
Who's On First?
Mm-hmm. Do you know that bit?
Like the saying?
It's the classic, I don't know who does it, but it's like, who's on first? No, who's on second? The guy on first is named what? Wait, no, what's on? That kind of thing, but they do it. It's Cheech and Chong's bit. You know it or you don't know it. It's fine.
Okay, no, then I don't know.
Okay. Dave's not here. It's about Dave's not here. Okay. Let's get Jason in here. Hold on, Soraya. That's not bad. We'll get Jason back in here. We'll see how he does. He knows movies. Doesn't know stoner stuff. So
it seemed like a lot of jibber jabber.
Yeah, it was
there.
A lot of jibber
jabber. Why all the jibber jabbers?
Well, because Soraya chose stoner film trivia. And got zero correct.
Oh, Soraya.
Zero correct, Soraya, yeah. I may have forced her to do it just to get it out of here.
Oh, okay.
But that's fine. We'll see how you do. Also, there's fun audio clips.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you can figure out the one on your own for this first one, but then I've got clips for two and three. Number one, what is the name of Chris Tucker's character in Friday?
There's no clip for this one? It seems like the fun one.
You have it. You have a Chris Tucker Friday clip. Close enough.
Oh, okay. I see. Maybe a little heads up. That would help me out. That guy's name is Smokey.
That is correct.
Go find it.
No, it's fine.
Soraya, hold on. We do have a prize for you.
Number two, in Half-Baked, Dave Chappelle and his friends start selling medical weed to raise money for what?
So I play the clip afterwards?
Yes.
Well, that doesn't make it as fun.
Never, ever played the clip before, but that's fine.
You should do some where you play the clip before.
No.
Why not?
I'll tell you off air why that's a terrible idea.
Here, I'll tell you on the air.
It's Friday.
There you go.
You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
See, that has nothing to do with Half-Baked. Why'd you play that before?
I played it after, way after. What is it?
Why do the Dave Chappelle and his friends start selling medical weed to raise money for what? What are
they getting money for? I haven't seen Half-Baked. I don't know. I'll just say glaucoma medicines.
No. It's to get their...
A lot of food. You ate it all. Gee. You must have been so hungry.
Jeez. Oh! Oh, my God! I need an ambulance. Now! Officer down. I repeat. Officer down. What the hell did you give my buttercup?
I just gave him some candy and some chips and some pink popcorn and some Funyuns.
This horse! He's a diabetic!
to get their friend Kenny out of jail because he gives food to a diabetic police horse and kills it. Mm. So he's arrested for police officer things. Number three, what popular Cheech and Chong bit is the stoner equivalent of Who's On First?
Oh.
The classic Cheech and Chong bit.
Classic Cheech and Chong.
It's very similar to Who's On First.
I like Cheech and Tin Cup. Mm-hmm. Did some good work there. I didn't watch the Cheech and Chong things.
What about Nash Bridges? Did you like one Nash Bridges?
No, I don't know that one. I'll take Who's High Last.
Dave's Not Here. It's the Cheech and Chong bit, yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Open up the door, will you? I got the stuff with me. I think the cops saw me.
What is it?
Oh, what the hell is it? Open up the door, it's Dave.
Who?
Dave, D-A-V-E. Will you open up the goddamn door? Yeah, Dave.
Dave?
Right, man, Dave. Now, will you open up the door?
Dave's not here.
Oh.
I don't think that's a Who's On. You know what? That's fine. We're good. We're good. Soraya, hold on.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X. 101X.